Hi, I'm Melissa Walton-Shirley, and this is my colleague, Dr. John Mandrola. We're coming to you for the Heart.org on Medscape from ACC 2017 from Washington, D.C. And we're going to kick around the Fourier trial just a bit, John, right? So why don't you take it away with your thoughts?
Yeah, this is a credible trial. Secondary prevention in, for patients with already on statin drugs. Do the PCSK9 inhibitors improve cardiovascular outcomes? So we've known that the PCSK9 inhibitors lower LDL cholesterol, but the big question is, would it reduce outcomes or improve outcomes?
So my thought about that is that we should be finished with just LDL lowering. I mean, we've done it before. We've done it with niacin. Someone needs to talk about the cause and the effect. And are we really satisfied with events? Does it really translate into mortality? If it doesn't, why not?
13,000 patients in each group, more than 1,000 centers, 49 countries. And turns out that the PCSK9 inhibitor versus placebo did improve outcomes. It reduced non-fatal infarction, but it did not improve cardiovascular death or all-cause mortality. And the absolute risk reduction was statistically significant, but it was pretty small. You're looking at an NNT of between 50 and 75 patients to prevent non-fatal events. I mean, what do you think about that?
So the question is, can you afford it? Can we afford it? It's $14,000 to treat a patient for a year. Can we afford to spend that kind of money to get those kind of statistics?
I don't think so. I think it's going to be, I think what's going to have to happen is there's going to have to be some kind of discussion, debate, fight between insurance companies and CMS and pharmacy benefit managers. And I just can't imagine the price of this drug isn't going to have to come down.
I think there's also a backstory to this entire story, too. How does a drug like this get to market with so little data about mortality about a year and a half, 2 years ago? How does that happen?
I wonder that, too. But don't you think that they are relying on the LDL hypothesis, that if you lower LDL enough, that you're going to improve outcomes because you did with statins? Now, there have been other outliers, like the HDL story, but I think they relied on the fact that lowering LDL was going to deliver improved outcomes. But it was a bit of a gamble, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. But do you think we're not giving them enough credit because the lines are diverging, and maybe we just haven't studied this drug long enough to produce a mortality benefit?
Okay, so that's an important point. One of the good stories from the Fourier trial was that if you looked at the Kaplan-Meier curves on outcomes, there started to be separation, which makes perfect sense. LDL lowering is not going to help right away. It's going to take some time. So the curves were separating, and there may be a benefit. So if you're preventing non-fatal MIs, it may translate into reduced cardiovascular death or all-cause mortality, but it may take time. But the other thing we don't know is whether side effects might also accrue over time, because One of the cool things, remarkable things about this trial was that 40% of the patients had LDL below 25 or 30, I think. So remarkably low LDL, and I'm trying to wrap my head around a 65-year-old living 10 years with that low LDL.
Sure.
What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, in the other naturally occurring lower cholesterol trials, we see signals of increased risk of colon cancer. So my concern is you put a 40-year-old on this. Maybe you put a 20-year-old on this that has FH, or maybe they're a teenager. What's going to happen with that patient if they live to be 70 years of age? We still don't know that. That is uncharted territory.
So I asked Dr. Saventine about this, and because they stopped the trial. It's a 2-year trial, Fourier, and it stopped, and they're going to continue an observational arm of 6,000 patients. But I don't know that this is a 2-year story. We don't know what's going to happen with outcomes, and we don't know what's going to happen with side effects, and we're going to have to rely on observational data. And I think this is a problem. I understand why they stopped it, because they got the result, and it cost Amgen a lot of money to do this trial. But it worries me a little, can I say.
Sure, and I think the other issue is if the price does come down, These results are going to be heavily extrapolated to people who are statin intolerant.
Oh, yes.
And that is not what this trial was about. This was about patients who had coronary disease who were on statin that couldn't get the goal.
Right.
So how does it work in those patients? I don't think anybody really knows the answer to that.
Yeah. Can I ask you one thing about your feeling about this? There's been some talk on Twitter about, okay, if we spent the money that we're going to spend on this 2% reduction in non-fatal events, can you imagine the other things that we could do with this money in terms of cardiovascular prevention? I know you're big on this.
Well, I tell you too, and it sounds kind of hateful. But, you know, I wonder if we'd be having this talk about marginal benefit if we put an arm of the Mediterranean diet and 30 minutes of exercise 5 days per week. I don't think so. I think the results would be astounding in that group of patients, in that cohort, if they followed the Mediterranean diet and exercised. And I think it would be a lot less money expended in the next, you know, 10, 15 years on this molecule. I think we even have to go back to education of our young kids in the elementary schools and teach them about, you know, disease prevention, detection, how to eat, how to exercise. I think that's where we should be spending the money in America, and I think that's probably why we're going broke.
I mean, that's a really good point. It's hard to think that way at ACC with all the... It's a pretty impressive place, and that's not a common theme we hear here.
Sure. Now, what would you do, though? What if your cholesterol was 375 and your LDL was, you know, 290? Would you take it?
I don't know, but I wouldn't hardly know what my cholesterol is because I feel well, so I don't like to do tests on people who feel well. Although I will admit, I do a single test. I do like to know whether someone has familial hyperlipidemia. I think
sure.
It's important. And in the absence of that, not too much testing for me.
And I agree with you. I think it is worth the gamble on the FH patients because we know they're going to get sick, and we don't see harm coming from this thus far. So I think that it's probably worth the gamble, and I think about everybody would agree with that notion.
Right.
So anything else you want to say about it? This is your last chance.
No, I'm so happy you made the comments about education and heart health and the other things that we could do besides drugs.
Okay, so thanks for joining us here on theheart.org, Medscape Cardiology, ACC 2017, our thoughts on the Fourier trial. Thanks, John.
You're welcome.